everyone, and welcome to JoJo Buys Memphis and Real Estate Development Group. I'm so happy to have all you guys here today, and I'm very excited about what we're going to create. So today I've been posting and telling you guys a little bit about a vision board and how has that changed my life by creating a vision board. So I'm just going to touch a little bit on what has the vision board has done for me, and we're also going to be creating one live today. So first, we're going to rewind perhaps maybe 6 years. 6 years ago, I was trying to figure out what to do and how can I accomplish everything that I wanted in my life. So what I started doing is I created a vision board. Everything that I put on that vision board up till today has become true. So I wanted to share with you guys and show you how you can create your vision board, and also by creating it, how you can actually organize your things and actually make them happen. Because sometimes when we have things in our head, we put them on our head and then we wonder, can these things become true? Can this actually even happen for me? Well, yes, it can happen for you, but we have to have a plan. So a little bit about a vision board. So you may be wondering, what is a vision board? Why does she have this little board back here? So a vision board, it's what it is. It's a board with all of your visions, with everything that you want to accomplish. And what we do is we place them here, and then that way we have a way to look at the things that we're wanting to accomplish. So we're going to start off by, I did tell you guys that I'm going to tell you what you guys need, and I'm hoping that everybody is kind of ready for those. So we're going to use magazines. To create our vision board. We're going to use pictures to create our vision board, and we're also going to use books to create our vision board. So we're going to use anything that is going to help you visualize what you're trying to create. So for example, for me, I have several things already set up to get this completed. So we're going to start off, where's my scissors? Oh, right here. Oh, let me go get my scissors. Okay, so first things first, when we're creating the vision board, you have to remember that the only person that's going to be believing on these things, it's going to be you, because this is your vision. This is what you are wanting. So since this is you, no matter how crazy it sounds to other people, or it may even sound a little bit crazier for you, that doesn't really matter, because this is your vision. This is your journey. This is you. Everything here is all about you. So what I want to say with that is basically, no matter how big or crazy your vision may sound, you can actually create it. Okay, so I hope you guys are ready, because I'm ready. I want to go ahead and get started in creating this board. So we're gonna start with the first things first. So I have this magazine that I have. I love the Magnolia Journal, by the way. And on this one, my first vision is I want to be able to find a home church. So I want to find a place where I can go to church, that I enjoy the people there are there, and that also are individuals that that I can have conversations with. So my first vision for my board I'm going to cut it out. Here we go. And I'm gonna cut this thing off. And I am going to place it on my board. There we go. So we're going to cut it. There we go. Cut. This actually looks so pretty. And you can get as creative as you want, okay? Because again, this is your board. So my first is going to be find a good church that I can go to and that I can enjoy and that I can learn from people. That's what I want. Okay, now there's two things on the vision board that you can actually do. So since there's different types of, you know, we have different types of people that like different things, you can create the vision board or you can actually put it in a notebook, whichever is going to be easier for you. Because I'm going to tell you at the end, what are you going to do with your board and what are you going to do with your notebook? So it's really going to be your choice. So my choice is a board. So that's why I'm starting with the board. So I think that was easy peasy, right? We just find our first vision, cut it, boom, and we place it there. So now we're gonna continue. My next piece that I want to put on my vision board, and this one makes me excited as well as the other. I want to be able to be as graceful as this little, what are these? Are like, I can't think of the word, but you see how their lines are here? Everything just looks like, I want to be able to do that with my dancing, okay? So on my vision board, I'm going to place this one so it can remind me of what I want to look like and how do I want to look like in the future. So same thing, I'm going to cut it and we're just going to place it on the board as well. And as we go, as we're talking through the video and we're creating the board, I'm going to show you guys also what are we going to do with the board, where is it going to go, and then the most important thing is how we're going to make this happen. So I'm going to place, oh my goodness, that looks so pretty. Look at those lines. Okay, so we're going to put one. And just because I really, really like it, I'm going to put another one. Okay, so here's another picture of another girl that's dancing. And we're going to place her also on my board. So anything, basically, the goal here is that anything that you have in your mind, that you've been wanting to do, that you have seen it, put it on your board. Here we go. So I'm going to put her right here. All right, so then I have two of my visions already set up on my board. Okay, the next thing is, let me see what I have. Okay, another thing that's really, really important for me this year and I want to get better at is my time management, because my time management skills are okay. So I really want to work on that. And I found this picture. That's another thing that I want you guys to see. I found this picture with a girl just sitting and working on her computer and just chilling. I don't want all of the office and all of the other crazy stuff. Just want to be able to sit down and manage my time and do the things that I can do, and that way everything that I want can get accomplished. So we're going to do the same thing. I'm going to cut it, and then I'm going to place it out as well on my board. I don't have to write on it another thing, because I do get asked that. Do I have to put, you know, like here, time management? You don't. It's up to you. I understand each one of the pictures, and I also understand their meaning behind them. So for me, I don't have to place like dancing or lines, thing or church, because I already know what this picture means to me. Okay, so that's why we're pulling pictures. Because we understand what those pictures and what those things mean to each one of us, okay? So it's up to you. If you want to place notes, or you want to write, like, for example, here it will say dancing, here it will say church, and then when I place this one, it will say time management, then you're more than welcome to do that, because again, this is your vision. This is yours. There's no right or wrong. Okay? So however you want to create it. Let me see. Oh, there you go. So now I'm going to place this one here. Okay? So now we're going to move on. The next thing that I want is to keep growing in my marriage, okay? I want to keep growing with my marriage. I want to keep growing with my husband, because we made a promise to each other. And I want this to keep growing, to get bigger and bigger and bigger as I go. Okay, so I'm going to place this one right here. So another thing that that you can do, for example, is as you placing your pictures, you can place them anywhere you like on the board. I have to place things a little bit more as the things that I want. I like to put them in the middle, but that's just my choice. So this is like more of like my focal point. And then it spreads out. So if you would like to do that, then you know, you can do that, or you can just place them anywhere you like, okay? And then the next thing I want to also place is with the same thing of my marriage, I want to go dancing more with my husband, okay? So if that's what I want, I'm going to place a picture because I like dancing. Okay, so we're going to place this one right here. Okay, because that's a picture of us dancing. So that's where I'm going to place it. Okay, so I hope that you guys are, you know, like, as you guys building this one with me, you guys are understanding a little bit more of what we have here. All right, the next thing that I have is houses. Because, I mean, I'm a real estate investor, and I just love houses. It becomes like a shopping addiction, guys. Kind of. But there's a lot of, you know, that would be another video to talk about. There's a lot of bad on that. But I also would like to purchase a couple of more houses this year, okay? So in order for me to remember and understand what I'm doing, I'm going to cut out a couple of houses, and then I'm going to place some there, okay? For this year, I can't do that much shopping. I have too much real estate. I mean, I have a lot of real estate, thank God. So I'm going to put two. I'm going to say two. Yeah, I'm going to write two, sure. But I'm going to put two as like, you know, like this is what I would like to purchase. I would like to purchase two more properties to add to my portfolio. Okay, so I found these cool houses here. So here's one house, and then we have one more house. So we're going to do two houses this year. If you're wanting as well to either get in real estate or wanting to purchase your second rental or your first house, then you want to find a house and place it on your vision board as well. If you find a house that you really, really, really like already, you can actually place that same house in your vision board. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about why. So when I started in real estate, what I did is I cut out a $2 bill. And on that $2 bill, when I cut it, I placed it on my vision board. And what I did was I put that I wanted to make $10,000. So I X'd out the two. I X'd it out and then I placed $10,000. I will tell you that even when I did that, when I did that, I crossed out the $2 of the value of the dollar and I replaced it with my $10,000 because I wanted to see $10,000 in my hand. And at that moment, it was like so far out, guys. And when I said in my bill, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm gonna put $10,000 on this $2 bill because I wanna hold a $10,000 check. And I was like, yes, I'm gonna do it. So that's what I did. And my first real estate check was $7,000. That was how much I made on my first deal. I was so happy, you know, to see that I was capable of doing and then I was able to do it. And when I looked at my vision board again after that, I was just jumping of joy and I couldn't believe that I actually was holding a $7,000 check in my hand because that's what I put in my mind. So what I mean by telling you guys this story, or what I'm trying to tell you guys, is that doesn't matter, again, what is your vision, is going to happen if you make it happen, okay? So if there's a house that you have been eyeing for a while, and then you're like, oh my God, I wish one day I could live in a house like that, or oh my goodness, I wish I could buy that, or all that, then find that house or find something that looks just like it and put it on your vision board, okay? Because it's our vision. And again, I learned from the book, The Magic. That's one of the things that got me started, actually. When I started creating vision boards and all these things, it said something that if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. And at that time, it really didn't make that much sense to me. I was like, I can see it in my mind. I can hold it in my hand. What? I was like, okay, I don't know what they mean. Through the years, I understand now that anything that, like, our mind is, it's so powerful, guys. Anything that we say to ourselves, anything that we believe in it, it becomes true. That's what it is. That's what it is. So if you imagine yourself not doing anything with yourself, if you're telling yourself that you're incapable, if you're telling yourself anything that you can, but then you already gave instructions to yourself that you can, that you're not going to be able to do it, that you're not going to do it because you already said it. You already said that you can't, that you're not going to do it, okay? So then that's what's going to happen. So just be very careful on what you say to yourself, okay? Now, so I place now the two properties. I have my two properties here. And I'm, like I said, I'm just going to put two because my husband's going to be like, JoJo, how many more houses do you want? So we're minimalizing here. So we're placing two houses. I have placed my vision of how do I want to look in my dancing technique. I have placed how do I want my marriage to look like. I have also placed what that I want to become part of a church. And then I also placed that I want to be learn how to manage my time a lot much better so I can do more things and I can have more free time to do. When I do this, when I kind of think about when you were in high school, that you're giving a schedule and then you have, I went to Sheffield for a couple of years and I really like kind of like how we were doing the schedule. So you have A days and B days. On A days, you took certain classes. On B days, you took the other classes. So we're going to talk about how we're going to create this, all of this, because it's not just placing the pictures as well. It's more behind that we have to do. This is just for us to get started and to visualize what we're wanting to do. Okay, so now moving on. Also, another thing that that I would like to complete this year is going to be publishing my book. Okay, so this year I want to publish my book. My book has I have already completed it. I already wrote it. I had an editor from Europe that helped me edit the book. I have pretty much everything. I just have to publish it. That's all I have to do. So I wanted to put a couple of pictures, but I don't want to cut their books off. You know, I have my husband's book here. So this is going to be a reminder. I don't want to cut it because this is my hubby's book, but I'm just going to place it here for now. And then I will have to, what I'm going to do is I'll probably just make a copy of this and place it there. So, but for right now, we're just going to place that there. And then I also have my friend's book, Jeffrica. So this is going to be a reminder for me to get my book published, okay? So we're going to place this two right here. I hope they don't fall. Okay, there you go. Okay, so then that's adding to my vision board. Now the next thing that I want to do, it's something that I've been working on. And I noticed that it just makes me function. It makes me feel a lot better. I love the vibe of everything. It's having my home very nicely and tidy. Okay? So, for the most part, my house is really nice and tidy. But I want it tidy. When I say tidy, I want it tidy. I want to come in and just feel like, oh, this feels so good. Okay, so also for that, I wanted to place it on my vision board. Okay, so I'm going to do the same thing. We're gonna grab this thing here and we're going to cut it. Okay, if you're building your vision board with me as you're going, and you think I'm going maybe a little bit too fast, it's okay. You'll have a little bit more time later to build it, okay? So don't worry about that part. This is just, look how nice this looks. It's like, ah. All right. So I'm going to cut it to make it smaller so I can have room for everything else. And we're gonna do the same thing, guys. We're going to cut and place it on our vision board. Let's see. Okay. And we're going to place it right here. Okay. So the next thing that I want in my vision board, this is a picture. Let me see, is everybody? I'm only missing my brother in here, I believe, but I understand what this means. Okay, so the next thing that I want to do is I want our family, there you go, to always be close, to always have dinners like this, and to continue to grow as a family. So I wanted to make sure that I found a picture with all of us together and remember to, you know, spend time with family, to have dinners with family, to check on family, to do things together, to create new, what do you call it? Like new things to do, so like maybe games, or maybe on the summers we do this, or on the winters we go over there, you know, something like that, in that square. So I'm going to do the same thing. I'm gonna cut it. There you go. I think that's good enough. And we're gonna put family right there. There you go. It's so cool. Like, I have both sides of our families here. I have my husband's side of the family on the picture, and then I have my family in there, okay? So I want more of those. A lot of more of those. Okay? Let's see. All right. And then on the next thing, oh, here, I found the book one. I said, where did it go? Where's the book thing you go? Okay, so I found a picture of the book. So, since I found it, and we're building this together, and again, there's no right or wrong, there's no, this is ours. Okay? I found the book. So, I'm going to post a picture of my book. Okay, and we're going to place it as well right here along with the other, so that way I can have a reminder. And as I was telling you guys earlier, I place the things based on how I want them to go. So for example, I think I told you guys, just kind of like going back again and telling you guys a little reminder. So everything that it's in the middle, it's priority for me, and then it goes out. Okay? So then my priority as well, it's my book. So I'm going to place it closer to the middle. So I want to do my book first and then tie it at my home. All right, next, the next thing that I want to do is, I have done a lot of traveling throughout the years, but it doesn't hurt to travel a little bit more, right? So since it doesn't hurt to travel a little bit more, I would like to travel more, but I want to travel here in the U.S. Like, I want, there's so many places to go here in the United States that we're probably like don't even know about. So I want to basically do like a whole circle around the US and get to know each state, what do they do, what kind of food do they like. Because one thing that I really, really enjoy is trying food. I love food. Like, I really like my when I travel, I typically just, oh my goodness, yeah, that's what I do. When I travel, I look up restaurants. I look up where do the locals eat. Where can I go find food? I never go to like the mall or things like that because that's not. I'm not interested in going to the mall because in my eyes, all the malls look the same. But it's different each place because they have different foods. Like, I have tasted oxtails, all kinds of different foods. And I just like doing that. So, I found this cute picture. And with the cute picture, this is what it's going to look like. In my eyes, it's going to be me in a little floaty. Let me get that close up. With that hat, just like that. Okay, so that's why I chose this picture, because that's what I have in mind, like something like that, with food, a lot of food. Oh my, yeah, I like my husband and I, every time we go out, that's where we spend all our money, guys, on food. Okay, so we're gonna place that one right here, okay? All right, so we have that one, and I'm missing one more. Oh, over here. I think it's here. There we go. Yeah, I think it's in this magazine. Oh, there we go. The next thing that I want this year, so everything that I have on my vision board, by the way, is things that I want for this year. I have not created one for like, a 5 year. We'll do something like that later. I don't want you guys to like overwhelm yourselves and say, oh, well, I have this one and this one and this one. No, we're just doing 1 year. That's it. And then next year we'll create another one. And then we will also create like a 3 year term vision board, a 5 year term vision board, things like that and so forth, okay? So here we go. The next thing is that I like vintage, okay? I am a fan of vintage. I really, really, really like it. If you can see a little bit of my home, everything is, it's really old. Like, extremely old, everything that I have, I like. I just like old stuff. But without me liking old stuff, I learned this year as well that I like the old-fashioned look as well. So I like all of their craftsmanship from their homes back like early with 1900s. It's what I have been eyeing and eyeing and eyeing, and I didn't know that that's what that was. Well, with that, I also like their fashion look. Ladies back in those days were looking wow. Like, I really, really love their look. And since I really, really love their look, I want to look like that. I want the hats. I want the dress. The, you know, the earrings. Like, the long dress look. I love that. I think that is just, like, so cool. So because I really, really like that, I have been working on and watching videos and learning more about their fashion back in the days and why they wore this and things like that. So this year, I wanted to top it up from, I wanted to go from, okay, we understand what that looks like, to go, whoo, okay? So that's what we're going to do. So I also found a picture that will represent that. Okay. So same thing. Find the picture of your vision. And we're going to cut it. Oh, look at that. You see that bow? It's too cute. Okay. Let me see. We're going to probably have to move the vacation lady a little bit to this side. And then we're going to place that classic ladies look on this side. And I'm not going to put it over there. I want to I want it to be over here because it's priority to me too. Okay? Okay? So, there you go. I think I have all of the pictures. Maybe later today I'll remember something else and then I'll just place it here. But this is what my vision board looks like, okay? So I have several things on here. I have the church because that's where I want to go. I want to find a church, as I was telling you guys. I want to go dancing with my hubs and keep growing in our marriage. I want to buy a couple of more properties this year. I want to learn more about dancing and have, like, there you go, those cute lines. You know what I mean? I want our family to spend more time together. I would like to travel more, manage my time, and make sure I have a tidy home, publish my book, and I want to have a nice classic ladies look at all times, guys. I mean at all times. Okay, so this is what the vision board, and this is what your vision board could look like. Again, you can use magazines, you can use pictures, you can even use an item of something and just place it there. So then, here's the, what is it called? The $100 million or whatever, however you say that, but I don't know how to say it, but you know what I mean. Question. After we created our vision board, then what do we do with the vision board? Okay, so if you created a board like I did, you're going to grab that board and you're going to place it somewhere, is either in your room, living room, a place where you actually going to see it every day. That as soon as you wake up, the first thing that you see is your vision board. Okay? Why do we want to do that? We want the first minutes of us waking up, and as soon as that we wake up, to remind ourselves, what do we want to create today? That's why we want to place it in a place where we know that every day we're going to be able to see it. Because if we grab it, we grab the board and we just place it anywhere, then that's what is going to go. It's just going to go anywhere. The whole point of our vision board is to be intentional about everything that we have placed on this board. So for me, I like to place it right beside the bed. Why? Because when I wake up, I'm up, the first thing I do, I have to roll this way to get out of the bed. So then as soon as I get up, I see my vision board. Okay? So that's why I like to place it there. If you're the person that's going to create the vision board and is going to make it on a notebook, then it has to be a notebook and you have to place it in a place where you're going to look at that notebook every day, like literally every day. So for me, it works better to have a board because I just look at the board, I wake up, I don't have to like, oh, where did I put my notebook? See, like right now, I don't even know. Oh, yeah, like literally, my notebook is over there and I'm supposed to have it over here. So you guys see my point on that? So that's why I like to just have a board, okay? Now, after you created your board, then you're like, okay, well, I have the board. Where's the magic? What happened? Why I don't see anything happen? Well, this is just your vision. Now, each one of these pictures, you have to create them. Each one of them, your job is going to be to create all of this. This is to help you and just to remind you of the things that you're wanting to accomplish. That's what this is. Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to let you guys complete your vision board this week. If you didn't get a chance to complete it with me today or you haven't finished it, you have 1 week, okay? And the next Sunday, what we're going to do together is we're going to talk about each one of these ones, and then we are going to need a notebook then. We're going to create each one of these ones, and then we're going to see, okay, so if I want to find a church, how am I going to do that? How am I going to create for me to be able to find the church? How am I going to be able to manage my time? How am I going to be able to keep my house tidy? How am I going to be able to purchase these homes? How am I going to be able to have my family together all the time? How am I going to do to go dancing with my hubs? And what am I going to do to publish my book? Okay? So we're doing this, and I wanted to do one video where I show you guys what it is, what's the purpose, and then next week again, you and I are gonna sit again at 12 Sunday. Yeah. 12 noon again on Sunday, and we're going to sit down, and I'm going to break down for you guys on how this is going to happen, okay? So get all your magazines, find your pictures, put some music, chill, relax, cut it up, and build it, and then just get ready for next Sunday to sit with me again so we can actually create a game plan to make all of this happen. Okay, guys? Okay, good. All right, so I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming in and spending a little Sunday with your girl JoJo and enjoying building things together. So this is what we're going to be doing through the year. I'm gonna be sitting down with you guys and showing you how can you create more things, how can you get things done, and things like that, so we can just continue to grow together, guys. So thank you so much for coming in today to JoJo Buys Memphis Real Estate and Self-Development class. I'll see you guys next Sunday. Bye.